Bring post-game host for the Ducks, Josh Brewster, joins us. Josh, how are you, man?
I'm doing good, Jason. How are you doing? Good to speak with you again.
Hey, you too. Things are great. In Anaheim, they go into the postseason. Their arch nemesis, the Kings, aren't there. Their other arch nemesis, the Sharks, aren't there. So, you know, because it was always like, man, the Ducks, they got to get by the Kings. But now they take on, you know, a Winnipeg Jets team. And I know it doesn't have the rivalry of the Kings or the Sharks, but, you know, this Jets team, just as physical, maybe even more physical than the LA Kings. This is really kind of a similar team to the Kings, lacking the experience, but plays the same way.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I really welcome watching the Ducks play against a physical opponent like the Jets. I think that really suits the Ducks better. They had some trouble this season with, like, the New York Rangers who can skate and skate and skate. When they get into these, and the Ducks have some speed, obviously, but when they get into these track meets, they don't do that well. And I think that when the Jets come out hitting, especially in the case of Corey Perry, you're going to walk right into what the Ducks really are best suited to do, which is not just to be making plays and play a highly skilled game, but to do a little banging, too. And so, you know, between Perry and Getzlaff and Kessler and Francois Beauchemin, I think that perfectly suits the Ducks. I quite honestly, with all due respect, I think the Jets are a little up against it. I think that, you know, the Ducks are actually pretty well suited for this game. But, you know, that said, I think it'll be tight.
You know, it's funny. The Ducks might be the team, when I look at all the prognostications from around the league, there's people, a lot say they're going to the Cup, or others say the Jets are beating them. There's really kind of no in-between. They either get a ton of respect, or they're not getting any, and people are picking them for the upset. You know, they had 109 points. They were near the top of the standings pretty much all season long. What do you find is going to be the biggest strength of the Ducks in this series?
Well, no, first off, I think that you know what you're getting in Getzlaff and Perry. But I like Ryan Kessler as the second-line center. Every time they've played a big game, or against, for example, against the Kings, he always brought his game. He really played a solid 82 games, and he was very big in the big games. Secondly, their defense is starting to score more, and their defense scored more this year than last year. And then lastly, the Ducks didn't dazzle anybody with the play 5-on-5. They were good, but they won a lot of these one-goal games, and that kept recurring. And I think one of the reasons there is Frederik Andersen. I mean, Frederik Andersen kept them in dozens and dozens of games, and did it with, you know, he's not acrobatic, but his positioning is sound. And so I think that between, you know, a little bit of second-line center strength and a defense that can score and a goalie that can keep his cool, I think those are the kind of things that keep the Ducks in these close games. And I wasn't surprised to see them win all those one-goal games. And here's playoff time, and if you're good in one-goal games, that's the time of year that suits you.
Corey Perry, Ryan Getzlaff, you know, a fantastic duo. You know, they, like a few other guys, haven't had regular line mates all the time. This year, though, you know, they've had a few guys rotating in and out. Maroon's back there. He was there in the postseason. Do you think he's the best fit on that line?
You know, I really thought that Jiří Šikáč or Tomáš Fleischmann might have been the best fits there. But Patrick Maroon is going to go because of his work along the boards. And I guess in the playoffs, that's not, you know, the worst thing to have as an attribute. I would say one of the only real big question marks surrounding the Ducks, other than, you know, whether their goaltenders, who are very young, are going to be able to deal with all the spotlight, I think would be the top-line left-wing position. It's a total curiosity to me why Bruce Boudreau didn't make that decision. Really, still to this day, no decision about the consistent number one-line left wing. But that said, you know, Patrick Maroon, this kind of grit is very valuable in the playoffs. So, you know, I mean, in short, with what all I'm saying here, I think you can tell that I'm very glad to see the Kings out, because the Ducks taking care of the Kings in the regular season and the Kings not being in the postseason, that really that really blew some opportunities open for the Ducks, and I think Ducks fans really have reason to be very, very optimistic. I think Maroon will look good in a gritty game against the Jets.
Josh Brewster joins us breaking down the Ducks and the Jets. That second line of the Ducks, Ryan Kesler, who on a lot of teams could be a first-line center, with Bolesky, you know, those two guys, very physical, and then they've got Palmieri. Oh, Ryan Kesler and just his addition to, you know, give them a legitimate 1-2 punch down the middle, which when you go back and you look at most of the recent Stanley Cup winners, it's, you know, I know Chicago bucked the trend a little bit, but you need that second line because a lot of times, you know, the top lines are almost negated. They'll get their points. The other team's top lines gets their points. Your second and third line's got to produce.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then even not just Kesler, but I think one guy to keep your eye on tonight will be Rickard Rakell centering a third line between Andrew Cogliano and Jakob Silverberg. Now, Cogliano, he got no power play time during the regular season, and if he would have gotten any power play time, he would have easily scored 20 goals. But Silverberg is one of the better back checkers, I think, right now in the National Hockey League. He's a very good two-way player. And if there's a crack in the seam, I think that Rickard Rakell, who's really elevated his game since back from Norfolk, that would be a line that would surprise with some playoff success, kind of like the Sammy Paulson, Travis Mullen, Rob Biedermeier line did. You know, they could play some D, but they could also sting you, too. So straight down the middle, the Ducks are looking good. The only subtraction I don't like is that Nate Thompson is a little dinged up, and the rookie and Chris Wagner will take his place.
I was going to ask you about Wagner. What's he going to bring?
Well, he's a young guy who doesn't mind mixing it up. And so we'll start right there. He focuses on his face-offs. He's smart enough to try to develop some face-off technique, but he's really green. I mean, let's just make no bones about it. The kid is really green. So, well, we'll see how he does. He's going to be out there with Jiří Šikář and probably Tim Jackman, I would guess. So hopefully he can keep his head about him. He shows some great promise, but, you know, playoffs aren't really the time for potential. You know, we'll see what he does, but he'll get a good shot at it.
The back end of the Ducks, Josh, you've got Lindholm playing with Boschman, Fowler and Dupré, and Stoner and Vatanen. So, you've got physical guys, of course, and Boschman and Stoner. Fowler and Dupré, how has Dupré fit in since coming over in that trade for Lovejoy?
Yeah, you got Wisniewski, too. Well, Dupré, you know what? I think Dupré is even kind of, he carries even a little bigger presence than Ben Lovejoy. And quite honestly, I think they upgraded when they brought him in. I think he's very good along the boards, and he can get the puck off ice quickly enough. He's a good six, okay? I'll tell you the guys I really think you should keep your eyes on are Vatanen and Lindholm. Lindholm's plus minus is second to none, I think, in the last two seasons. And Sammy, and his positioning's excellent. Sammy Vatanen is a confident, smallish but confident defender who has no problem jumping into the play, and he's generated a lot of points. So I think that between Beauchemin and Stoner, Wisniewski, those guys, and then some young guys who can move the puck like Fowler, Lindholm, and Vatanen, I like the mix there, and I think that defense shouldn't be any kind of a deficiency for the Ducks. And like I said, that defense has been scoring quite a bit in the last quarter of the season. So they could get some moments kind of like the ones that Chris Russell and Duncan Keith served up last night. They've got some guys who can produce.
Will Boschman be getting most of the tough minutes as far, you know, him and Lindholm?
Yeah, sure. Boschman and Lindholm, yeah. And then, you know, Fowler and Dupré or Fowler and Wisniewski would go next. The other thing about Bruce is that if you've noticed, Randy Carlisle liked to lean on his top lines a lot more. Randy Carlisle and Bruce Boudreau is one to more roll four lines and have a more egalitarian spread of the ice time. Even the fourth line on the Ducks and the third defensive pairing, they'll all get a lot of ice time out there. He's not quick to shorten his bench.
Josh, appreciate it, and enjoy the playoffs.
Oh, hey, man, call me anytime. It's great to talk to you again, Jason.